It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
Ah, yes, you're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter, Ireland's only live and interactive podcast. What does that mean? Well, it means that you're listening to this podcast, could be at any stage at night, could be at the weekend, but it was recorded live at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock during the day with live callers and live listeners, and that's how we make this happen. Now, as you know, we have merch now for Opinions Matter, and we're giving away coffee cups every single day on the podcast. And the winner of yesterday's coffee mug, which I have in my hand, listen, there's the coffee mug. The winner of yesterday's coffee mug, now I don't have a second name because he didn't give it yet. Sorry, what?
He just messaged us.
Oh, did he? What's the second
name? How does he know he won? We haven't even announced it yet.
Because we literally just said it to him that you've just won.
Oh, that's so cute, yeah.
God almighty.
I thought there was some weird telepathic shit going on.
Oh my God almighty. What's the second name?
Loy.
Sorry?
No, we can't say that on air. GDPR.
No, what's Max Loy?
Max Loy.
You don't have to give it his
address.
Can
I give his address?
No, you can't give
it. That's a nice address, to be fair. I wouldn't mind living there.
Up the road from where I ride.
Yeah, that's a nice spot.
Yes, yeah, I grew up there.
Max on the big bucks.
Anyway, well done to you, Max. You have won yourself a coffee mug, and congratulations to you. More on the way and more to be won. Now, what do we want to talk about on today's Opinions Matter? Well, lads, if Facebook was real life, there's a war going on at the moment on Facebook over this topic. And it was raised by Colm, who actually messaged us yesterday evening on WhatsApp. And you can do that at any stage if there's a topic you want brought up. Our WhatsApp number, if you don't know, save it in your phone, by the way. It's 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. And here's what Colm has said. Lads, you need to cover this because it's a big issue for all of us down here. I paid over 600 grand for a lovely house in a private development in Ashburn last year, a forever home for us and our two children. However, it wasn't long before we realised that we made a big mistake and there was huge antisocial activity in the development, all caused by kids from the local authority tenants in the development. Over 10% of the houses have council tenants in them and they have the place in bits. Even their kids are little shits. We can't let our own kids out on the street. There are 10-year-olds going around the estate on e-bikes. What is the point in spending big money on a house in a private development when we may as well be back living in Blanchardstown where we moved from? Whoever thought it was a good idea to make social housing a private is crazy. We are now stuck in this situation. We cannot sell the house. What are we going to do? Is there any chance you can discuss this? And that is from Colm. And Colm, needless to say, your message has caused a lot of angry people on both sides, by the way. Don't we have both sides?
People don't like the truth.
People don't like the truth.
That's it. People can't handle the truth. I'm sorry. Now, but if I'm paying 600 quid for 600 grand for a gaff, no, I do not. I resent the fact that somebody gets it for nothing and then treats it like shit.
Yeah, but they're not getting it for nothing.
Nothing compared to what I'm paying for it.
Okay, so they're not getting it for
I'm a homeowner. Okay, my house doesn't cost 600,000, but it's not that far off it. It's not that much less than it. Do I resent the fact that there's people in my housing estate living in the same house for a lot less? Yeah, I resent it.
But are those people bringing down the estate?
No.
Okay, they're not. Well, that's
that's a separate topic. I don't love the fact either way that people are getting the house for less. I think people who are getting houses for less should get a different type of house. I don't think they should have the same quality of house as someone who gets up and works for it. I don't think that's fair.
Okay.
But that's a different topic for a different day. But it adds insult to injury when you have, and that's not to say all council tenants, by the way, and most council tenants, thankfully, are decent, hardworking people who don't want to cause any trouble and just get on with their lives. But these scumbags, and I know you can get them in people from people. Actually, no, I'm not going to say scumbags from people paying for their own house privately, because I don't think it really happens. No one shits on their own doorstep when they're paying for it, do they? Do they? No.
You're less likely to. Well, you have the situation where Colm, yeah? Where you have Colm, who decided to move from Blanchardstown to Ashburn, spent over spent over 615 grand on a lovely house. Now, he's told us what estate it is. You know Ashburn very well.
It's a beautiful estate. Fabulous estate. Yeah, fabulous estate.
And sorry, you need to stop the heavy breathing. There you go.
It's because I'm beside you, Jeremy. I don't do it with Adrian.
Okay, so the estate is quite nice, is it?
It's a fabulous estate, yeah. It's really, really nice. Well, I would have thought family friendly, but apparently not.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that the level of antisocial behaviour is going on in it that is going on in it.
So, just to put this in perspective, guys, years ago, when you and I grew up and Katie grew up and all, there was such a thing as a private estate and a corporation estate, as it was called, in our council estate.
Those estates still exist. There is actually one or two of them in Ashburn.
Oh, no, of course there are, because if they're around before this rule came in. So if you look at it, I grew up in a council estate, but if you look 5 minutes from where I grew up, there was a private estate and there was no social housing there at all. So in that estate, it was just a private estate, and every single person that lived in that estate, had bought the house.
Yeah.
It was private estate. And that's what a private estate was called out. That doesn't exist anymore now, because when a builder builds a new development, they have to hand over
20%,
up to 20% to the local authority housing. So in the situation that Colm is in, the development that he lives in, which, looking at the photographs, it looks absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's a lovely estate, and it's close to everything as well. It's nice.
I wouldn't pay 600 grand to live in Ashburn, but
Ashburn is a lovely spot, and it's close to Dublin. Ashburn is Dublin prices now.
Okay,
it's got plenty in
has.
It.
Clearly, it has. He spent 600 grand on a lovely house. When you buy a house for 600 grand or 650,
you should be entitled to live in that estate peacefully.
Yes, you are paying that money to live in peace.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of debt.
That's a lot of debt.
That's a lot of debt.
The repayments on that are probably
30-year mortgage, that's a massive mortgage.
So he's probably paying 2.5 grand.
Or a massive payback,
2.5 grand a month. So I guess the question I'm asking is Colm just being snobby? Katie would say he's not.
Well, let's be honest, Jeremy. People who live in these houses and pay less are less likely. And I'm not saying everyone, because the majority of people will respect their houses and the area around it. But generally, somebody who's not paying and working for what they have, they're not going to respect it or realise the value of it in the same way, are they?
So do you think it was a bad idea from the start for the government to bring in that local authority housing deal?
It's so hard to know, but I do...
No, what you're basically saying is that...
I resent the fact that 20% of my estate and the same houses go to people who don't... And there are people in there who don't want to work.
Okay, do you think we should go back to the way it was back in the day where you had just council houses in one estate and just private houses in another state?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't want people in social housing even?
No, it's because, and it's not because I think that they're going to cause trouble. I don't think that somebody who's paying 600,000 euro for a house should be somebody living beside them paying. How much would a council tenant pay?
It completely depends.
But even still, it's not about the antisocial behaviour, it's about the principle. I get up, I go to work, I leave my house at 6:30 every morning, come rail, hain, sun or shine, and that's so I can have the luxury of having the home that I have. I don't think that somebody who doesn't work should have the same luxury they don't do anything for it.
But your estate's okay, there's no antisocial activity in your estate, is there?
No, I'm lucky.
Okay, That sort of goes against what you're
saying.
No,
because I'm not saying it from an antisocial behaviour point of view.
Okay.
I'm saying it from a point of view that I think...
But are you saying that there's obviously 20% of the houses in your development are social housing, local authority, I presume it would be the Meath local authority. Yeah. They don't cause any trouble in your estate?
No.
Well then, is Colm lying?
Pamela says, how dare you say that we won't look after our houses because we got it off the council, get a grip. Pamela, what are you on about? What are you talking about?
But you did say that.
No, I said that it's definitely true. Did I not say at the start, not for all. The majority of people will look after them.
Okay.
The majority of people will look after them. But it is true, the fact that if you don't work for something and you get it for nothing or you get it for less, you're not going to respect it the same way you do as if you work hard for something. Do you not agree?
Yes, I do.
Work hard for something, you know the value of it. You know what you had to put in to get out of it. So you're going to respect it and care for it more. It's like if I save up, I work my arse off to save up for a ring, a really expensive ring.
Okay.
Or I go into, a jeweler tomorrow and buy one for a couple of hundred quid. Which one am I going to look after more? I'm going to look after the one that costs me more. Whatever you're working hard for to pay for. It's nothing against people in social housing. Most people in social housing are absolutely 100% spot or solid. They're not going to cause trouble. But the problem is that I do resent the fact that there's people who get the same house for half the money, if even. Do you not resent that?
Yeah.
You're letting me talk away here and take the bullet when you're
Sorry, Amanda, can you message the likes of Pamela and stuff like that and Christine there and see if they'll come on and talk
Everyone
to
go mad here. Get over yourself, Katie. I'm in social housing. I'll keep my house. No, hang on. I'm saying, Christine, open
let
your ears.
Let them have the balls to say to your face.
No, but they won't. So no, let them
have the balls.
I am not saying that everybody in social housing.
No,
will
you
open your ears and listen, people?
Oh, here we go.
I am saying that some people, just like some people in private houses, I'm sure, don't look after it the way they should.
Just banging their hands on the table.
No, but this is frustrating because people hear what they want to hear. And I am sorry, but why should somebody have to work their arse off, get a 30-year mortgage, be in debt for years and years and years and years, be worried about putting food on the table or clothing their kids? Now, I'm not saying I'm in that position, but there are people paying mortgages who are living hand to mouth as well. Why should people live like that and someone has the luxury of the same house for nothing when they don't have to work?
Okay.
That's not fair.
Here's Anthony.
Katie, we're having the problem in this estate that I live in down the country in County Meath. And the problem we're having is lovely estate, built in 2012, everyone in, everyone happy, lovely community. Then all of a sudden, some people started to leave and the council bought up some of the houses. Now the problem is there's every nationality in the place. There's heaps of shite cars outside, bangers, 06, you know, parking all over the place. And, you know, just, and then the people who were originally here in 2012 are all saying, we need to get out of this estate. It's gone really bad. You don't know who your neighbours are. And yeah, no, it's just bad form the way it's got here. And it's a lovely estate. We do pay our management fees. And that's another problem we're having as well. I pay my management fee and then others get away with it. And sure, what can you do with them? You know, that sort of way. They might put €50 off a €500 management fee and that'll keep them going for a little while. There you go. Happy days.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Eddie, what do you want to say on this?
Hello, Jeremy. I completely agree with Katie. I mean, imagine spending €600,000, tying yourself probably to a 35-year mortgage at $2,500 a month. And then somebody, I don't care if they're the nicest council tenant ever, moves in beside you. And I know people are getting council houses and they're paying £60 a week. My heart would be broken, honestly. You're getting rewarded the same as me, whereas I'm having to work my bollocks off and you're sitting at home. And when you said there, people don't get them for free. If you're a dole head and you don't work, you're getting it for free. You're not contributing anything. You're not working. You're not paying taxes. You're getting it for free. You're getting free money and then you're giving it back to the fucking government. Now,
you have to pay a certain amount of rent on the house.
Yes, but if you're not working, you're getting your rent for free. You're getting money off the dole that you haven't actually physically done any exertion to get, and then you're giving it back to them. You're giving free money and you give it back to them.
So Colm, after spending, and he says, I'm trying to work it out, I'd say he's probably paying €2,500 a month on a mortgage easily on a €600,000 house. Well, depending on what he got the house for in Blanchardstown. But here you have a family of four who moved out of Blanchardstown because they wanted to get away from the antisocial activity and all that. They moved down to Ashbourne. They think that they're going to have a great setup and they end up living in the same situation.
I completely disagree with this 20% social housing in an area. Put it this way, Jeremy, if I ask you a question, right, and be honest and answer this, right?
Yeah, of course.
You and your partner are starting out a new life and you're saving up for a mortgage. You finally get approved. You go to two housing estates and you're told, right, it's the exact same house in estate A and estate B, but estate A is going to have 20% social housing and estate B is going to be fully private. Which one are you going to go for?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen because every estate has...
No, but which one, if you had a choice, would you go for?
The fully private one.
Exactly. And most people listening to this podcast would. And the reason is there's more antisocial behaviour in council estates than in private estates. People don't like hearing this, but it's the fucking truth. I live in Clondalkin. There's some lovely areas in Clondalkin. But if I drive 2 miles down the road, I might as well be in the fucking favelas of Brazil. And that's just the way it is. And that's everywhere. And people don't like the truth. There's more antisocial behaviour. I can go down 2 miles away to somewhere my relations live. And I go into the housing estate. There'll be fucking horses in the garden. There'll be speed bumps 3 feet tall. There'll be pit bulls walking down the fucking road without a muzzle or a fella with a canned goose jacket. I know someone that lived in a house down there and he painted his house and his neighbours went mad because it showed up their property because they thought, we're not painting them because the council come around every fucking 10 years and do it. You know what I mean? When you own something and you pay for it yourself, you have more pride in it. It's like they say the fastest car in the world is a hire car. because you rally the shit out of it because it's not yours because you get to give it back. Whereas with your own car, you treat it with respect and you drive it properly.
The amount of messages coming in here and saying I'm begrudging and I'm
bitter.
But
you are begrudging.
But of course I'm begrudging. Right. And I guarantee you the people who are sending that message calling me begrudging, they've never had to, you know, not being able to bring their kids to school because they have a job. They've never been able to, you know, or they've never had to get up at 6:30 in the morning and go out and de-ice your car at 6 o'clock in the morning because you have a job.
Okay, let me put this.
I am begrudging.
Okay, let me put this to Eddie, and I'll give my answer as well to this before Eddie gives his. And Sarah Jane says, and this is a line that regularly comes up when we talk about anything like this. She says, "There's good and bad everywhere." Absolutely, Sarah Jane. There is good and bad everywhere.
Yeah.
But the point I think that Eddie is trying to make, and I'm sure you'll agree or disagree, is that in a predominantly local authority housing estate, there's going to be more bad than good. Whereas in a private estate where people have paid over 600 grand for a house, they're professional people. Like, I mean, to get a mortgage for 615 grand or whatever, they're probably, I don't know what Colm does. Does he say what he did on his...
Well, you'd have to have a good enough job for that to get that kind of mortgage. You'd have to have a good income, yeah.
So they are professional people, Sarah Jane.
I just can't believe
people... Is that fair to say, Eddie?
Yeah, like, say, for example, you were to say, okay, there's 10 council houses there. On average, there's probably three scroats per those 10. In the private area, there might be one. People don't like hearing the truth. On average, there's more scumbags in council areas than private areas. Because the private area people are working the bollocks off. They're professional people. They're out working their arse off all day. They're not up to no good just fucking lounging around and fucking doing this and that all day. They're professional, hard-working people.
But Eddie, people are getting triggered by the fact that I said that people who work for what they have are more likely to respect it and value it and look after it. And people are going mad over this. Like, it's common sense. Like,
If I build two estates tomorrow, right? And one's private and one's council. After 10 years, both built the same day. Which one do you think is going to be in better looking condition?
I'm not disagreeing with you. And again, for everyone who's living in social housing, who's going to message you and saying, I look after my house, blah, blah, blah. We're not saying that. But the point
Why do they have that accent, by the way?
Because the point is that people who buy what or pay for and earn what they have, they're going to look after more. If you're given something, it doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless to you.
No. And look, I have family in social housing and I have loads of good friends in social housing and they love their houses.
Yeah.
And they look after them. We're not saying everybody in social housing is a fucking scrote that doesn't look after it. We're just saying, unfortunately, there's more of these type of people
in the council area
than a private area.
You came from social housing.
I came from social housing. Like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah. And you've worked for everything you have.
But there you go, right? Your parents wanted to do better or whatever, and they move from a social area to a private area. And now all of a sudden you want to do better, and you go to this private area, and you're surrounded by fucking social area, and you're like,
you're back to
square
one.
It's like going back to the start, and I paid 600 grand for it.
Like, people are calling me classist now. It's not about class, it's about fairness.
Don't be worried about who you were saying.
No, but this shit sets me off. Do you know what it is? It's the entitlement of cheeky bastards today that they expect to have the house and the car and the holidays and not have to work for it. And then when somebody who actually works for it, who, by the way, is paying your life style by paying taxes, when they call it out, then you get pissed off because, well, we're entitled to it. Get up and get a job. If you can work and you're not working, what's your excuse?
Okay,
pay for what you have.
Hang on there, Katie Hopkins. Let me go to Lou. How are you, Louise? Or Lou, how are things?
I'm good. Good, thanks.
Now, what do you make of Katie's rant here?
I think she has a bit of a point. I mean, I live in a council estate. Ours is mixed, so we would have had social, affordable and private. And there was a new private estate built beside us a little while ago, and there's been nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble. So the private people are very... They're very...
Is that trouble?
The private people are very...
Sorry, is that trouble?
The private people are very...
Sorry, it's just a delay. It's an awful delay. Go on.
Listen, the private estate people, basically, they'd had their own creche and their own playground, and they wanted only their kids to be using this stuff, which obviously caused a bit of a thing with the other residents, you know? It just wasn't very pleasant asking children to leave a playground. Now, there's two other playgrounds in the area where all the kids play, including their kids. There's a massive issues with parking and just, in general, just very, very nasty, like. But do I think if you paid 600 grand for your house and you have somebody moving in next door to you that didn't pay for it? No, I don't really think it's fair. No, and I'm saying that as a council member.
And that is the inequality of it, isn't it? That you have a fella here and his wife paying probably back 2.5 grand mortgage a month, and there's somebody living on the road that's paying a fraction of that and is causing, and the kids are little shits.
I've made a decision based on this conversation today. I've made a decision,
that
a life decision.
No, I'm not going to
shut up. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to go into my boss room and say, I quit. I'm going to go down to the Dole office. I'm going to get me the same house down the road.
In all fairness, Katie, you are a little bit wrong about some things. Like, a council tenant has to pay a certain amount. So I think if someone's on like the dole or a pension, I think the minimum is 40 quid a week. No, so they're not living in the lap of luxury.
No,
like.
But what does annoy me, okay, people who are elderly or people with a disability or people who are carers, they are a completely different cohort. I do not judge or deny or begrudge them anything, nothing at all. In fact, I would like to see more of my taxes going to them and less to the scumbags who don't want to work and are sitting there scratching their balls.
Absolutely, I totally agree with you. And when you look at certain people, you know, that's been in the press and, you know, have committed certain crimes and they're living in council houses, it just isn't right. I think you have to see that these people are like.
But hang on, you said
if it's your kids causing the problem, you have to put your kid out of the house. I mean, that's the way it is.
But Lou,
and people letting their kids run.
Lou, are you saying in your estate that the private residents didn't want their kids playing in the same playgrounds as your kids?
Well, you see, there was no problem, Jeremy, when it was just us, the private and the affordable and the social housing. We all rubbed along quite well together. But when the new estate was built, and obviously maybe 10, 20% of that was social housing, they have a massive problem with council tenants. They think we're all scumbags, like. No, I'm not a scumbag.
Do you know what's really annoying
me? My daughter works, my husband works.
Do you know what's really annoying me here, Lou? And I often get annoyed on the podcast, but probably not to the same level of annoyance that I have today. It's the, like, there's a message coming in from John who we're going to talk to later. What is it? Begrudging bastards. Now, it's the sense of entitlement. Now, I don't know if John works, but this is a message coming in from various messages like this coming in from people. But did these people not realise who are calling me begrudging? What it's like to work for someone and to see it for something really hard and to see someone getting it for basically nothing?
What's
annoying me is the entitlement. The entitlement is pissing me off.
I get what you're saying. But when I'm coming in from work in the evening and some of my neighbours who don't work and sit around all day, it annoys me too as a council tenant. And the other thing I'll say is my council tenants, they live above me. And Jeremy, I'm going to pull you up on this one.
Oh God, what
the
idea?
They came from an African country 20 years ago. I'm living there 20 years. And they were housed within 2 years. You've said a number of times that people aren't jumping the housing list. And they are. It's been going on for a long, long time. Anyway, I love their kids. Don't like them. Don't like parents, but I love the kids. They have caused me so many problems, so many leaks, putting rubbish in our bins. I could go on and on and on all day. But in all fairness, everyone else on the road, they're all grand. Like, but as I said, the people who live above me, like, I mean, I had 3 leaks caused from them last year. They installed their own water filtration system and flooded my bedroom 3 times. And I'm left picking up the bill for that. Like, the council don't make them pay for the damage they cause.
No, it's not fair. The unemployed get to sit there scratching their balls every day whenever all the rest of us go to work. Anto playing his PlayStation, drinking his cans and scratching himself.
That's a stereotypical view.
I will say, it happens. My neighbours upstairs, even though they have pissed me off a number of times, they do all work. You know, they are productive members of society.
Anyone who works and pays their own way in life, absolutely dead on.
And do you feel, sorry,
the entitlement from people who just don't contribute?
But what seems to be in your estate, and in my estate it's the same, Lou, we have a certain percentage that are local authority housing tenants. I've never witnessed any snobbery between private tenants and local authority. Your estate seems to be completely classist, where literally...
They have their own WhatsApp group. So do we. I mean, most estates do at this stage to talk about different things going on. But some of their messages from their WhatsApp group were leaked by one.
Tell us about this.
Into our group. Oh, it was about parking, but they basically said that all of the people who live in our apartments are of low intelligence and that we're taking up their parking and all this other stuff that just wasn't true. But I actually went mad over it. I was like, the cheek of you talking about us like that. You're referring to one or two people. We're not all like that, you know? And I do feel that goes on a little bit about councils, tenants, everyone thinks that.
And here's the thing.
Which is why people are getting annoyed with you, Katie, because they think you're calling everyone scum. I know you're not. I get where you're coming from.
And here's the thing, Lou, as well, about those people in that WhatsApp group. And I know I'm a bit of a stuck up my own arse sometimes.
A bit.
But you should never forget where you came from, either.
No.
And a lot of those people, in fact, a lot of people who were living in private housing, again, in private estates or whatever, they were, like myself, they were born and raised in council estates. Never did me any harm. I turned out okay. And they need to remember that, where they came from. And maybe they got a good job themselves and they were able to, Like, you used to live in Blanchardstown, Katie, before you.
Oh, can you say that a bit? The way you said that, you used to live in Blanchardstown.
There's nothing wrong with Blanchardstown, Jeremy.
No, but I'm just saying it wasn't.
But Blanche wasn't what it was back then at the time. Blanche has gotten worse since, like, to be fair.
Has it? Yeah.
No. Like, you know, it is down to the council. They're not doing their job properly. I mean, like, there was one on our road and she was an absolute nightmare. But it took them about 2 years to evict her.
I mean, let's just put the question out there, right? Just can I put a question out there for 2 seconds, Jeremy? Because I would like to know, do people actually, is there anyone who actually agrees with me that they believe with that?
So all the calls agree with you?
No, all the messages coming in think I'm a snobby bitch and a begrudger. Yes, I begrudge. I begrudge someone having nicer things when you've to work for, when someone else has to work for the same thing. Yes, I begrudge that.
And I mean, when you look at Colm's story, he must be like, so Colm, again, buys a house, a lovely house in Ashbourne. Three-story house, like, hello?
Yeah.
Buys a lovely house in Ashbourne.
Works for it.
Which is going to be his forever home, yeah? It's going to be his forever home, and he thinks he's going to be able to bring his... And his kids can't even play out in the street.
No, because Anto and Nikita have their snake bite in the front garden and their whatever else they have. Okay. Their couch lawn. Their long couch. Is that what they call it? A long couch?
And a boxing bag.
And a boxing bag. And again, that's not ripping on all people in social housing. But let's face it, there is that mentality. I don't pay for it, so I don't give a fuck about it.
Okay, Brian, how are you?
Not a bad news, Jeremy.
I'm very good. Now, what do you want to say on this?
Yeah, I live in a council estate. I live in a council house myself. And where we are, there's no problem at all. You know, that kind of thing. But yeah, I can understand where Colin was coming from. You know, he paid big money for his house. Like, I mean, if it's a case of that he's having a problem with the tenants, go to the local authority or the housing body or whatever it is. See, it's not just local authorities that provide those housing. You know, there's other housing bodies as well that provide those social and affordable housing.
I know, but Brian, from what I believe, it is it's very hard to get somebody out of housing. You want to be doing serious stuff. When you just can't evict people. So it is very hard.
Yeah, it is hard. So look at the... There was no thing with Dublin City Council. There was a lot of people in rent arrears. You know, there was something about that a while back.
There's people who owe like 40 and 50 grand in rent arrears to local authority and... And literally they can't be kicked
out.
No,
do you know what they need to start doing? They need to start...
Segregation.
Rounding up segregation.
Oh, here we go.
Smelly little rats that are causing trouble and they're smelly rat parents.
Can you imagine Brian, Casey working for ICE in America?
No, I'm talking about the people causing antisocial behaviour, not people in social housing. I'm talking about people who are terrorising their neighbours.
You can't if they're private owners.
Okay, like, but if they're not private... If they're not private owners, right... Round up the smelly rats, round up their smelly rat parents and take away their social welfare. Why should somebody have to live in fear or live in with intimidation or not have peace or be afraid in their own home or in their own estate because these little scumbags can't behave?
Okay, Brian,
take away the parents' dole and they will soon learn.
Okay, Brian, by the way, ICE is on the phone. They want you.
Rats,
Katie.
Having rats in this day and age.
Katie for ICE.
Parents not being too busy drinking.
Brian, in your estate, is there any antisocial behaviour at all?
None at all now. There used to be years ago because what happened was the people that were causing the antisocial behaviour moved on and then, you know, people grew up and, you know, their parents are left behind or whatever, you know, like kind of way.
You see,
it all settled down.
In mixed estates, and I live in a mixed estate where you have social housing and you have private owners, and I think what helps in estates is management companies. So there was a problem and they just happened to be local authority tenants who were doing it, they were hanging like their towels out on the balconies of their houses and stuff like that. And one of them had parked an old motorbike up on bricks and it was unsightly in the front garden.
Oh, it's awful looking. And nobody wants to drive into their house that they're paying for and look at that shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the management company were able to get rid of that, whereas in a council estate, there's no management company. So what do you do if your neighbour has a caravan parked in the front garden that he's not using?
Yeah.
So do you think we should go back then, Brian, to the way it was where a private estate is just a private estate?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Because, I know where I lived previously. You know, when I was renting privately years ago, you know, it was a private estate I was renting in and we were next door to a council estate. And
see, the only problem with that, Brian, the only problem with that was... is back in the day when that happened is everybody was labelled. So you were, if you came, because again, from the area where I'm from, everybody knew where the private estates were and everybody knew where the council estates were. And you end up being labelled, oh, they're from that council estate. Oh, they're from that private estate. Whereas now, everybody is pretty much mixed in together. And what we're literally talking about, and I can't believe I'm actually saying this because normally I'd be the other way, but when you think about it, what we're actually talking about, Katie, is segregation. Segregating the people who can afford a 600 grand mortgage.
Well, it's not about segregation. Segregation for me. It's about having a reason to get up and go to work. Why should somebody who doesn't work get the same luxury that
Not
everybody.
Both my parents always worked. So
no, but that's different. If people are actually working, even if I'm talking about people who are not working, people who are getting it for whatever their dole is, that's people who are working or at least trying to contribute. That's different. They're giving something back. But these wankers who come and take and then intimidate and terrorize their neighbors because they can't behave like civilized human beings. Instead, they're going around like gorillas. Yeah. Like, honestly, it's beggar's belief. Being handed a lovely house and you can't even act like a human being.
And I will say, like, stats don't lie. In our estate, 5 minutes walk from our estate, there is a council estate, and it's just a council estate.
Yeah.
And a lot of the antisocial behaviour in our area is when the young fellas from that estate come in.
It's just so unfair on the good people in these estates, because most of them are good people. They're decent, salt-of-the-earth people. But these little rats and scroats with their scrotous, scroty parents are just causing problems and ruining it for the minority, or ruining it for the majority.
Okay, here's Martin.
Afternoon, lads and ladies. I agree with Katie there in what she's saying. You know, and that woman there is saying it's not a free house, you pay so much a week. Yeah, but you don't have to scrimp and save for a deposit, go through the rigmarole of getting a fucking mortgage, then looking at every single little fucking thing you spend your money on. So it is technically a free house, and it is a forever home. And then, in some instances, you can buy it for peanuts after so many years of being in it. So it technically is a free house, in a way. And there is an inequality there. I mean, like, somebody there that's paying mad money in a mortgage to live up the road from someone who's paying diddly fucking squat. Katie's right, you might as well just go on the dole. Because it's the same as everything in this country. If you go to work and you do what you're supposed to do, you're only a fucking mug.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Here is Henry.
I think, especially if you're in council housing and you're causing antisocial behaviour, the council should definitely take a hard line against this, because, like, it can't go on that councillors can't do nothing about it. They say they can't do nothing about it, you know, because their council tends all that, but the council's own the bloody house. So they should tell whoever's occupying it to behave yourselves or you're gone. You know, it's that simple, because, like, I rent a room for 500 quid a week, which is much more than what an average person on the council house would pay a week. And if I misbehave and I cause trouble, I'm out my arse. It's as simple as that. You know, and I think the council need to get more tougher on antisocial behaviour in council houses.
You see, again, Robbie, what the problem is, or sorry, Henry, what the problem is it's very hard to evict people, especially when there's a family. And if the local authority, but I agree with you, I think they should be evicted. But if the local authority, say it's Dublin City Council, if they evict a mother and father and two children, where do they then go? Where do they go? You're literally kicking a mother, father and two children out onto the street in the dead of night. And where do they go then? They go into the system where they're living in a hotel, or even worse, they could end up living on the street. And I get you. There needs to be a clampdown on antisocial behaviour. And, you know, the estate next to me, there is a problem, what would be called a problem family, and they won't get rid of them because it's just so hard. Like this family, Katie, that in the estate next to me, yeah? The kids are little fuckers.
Rats.
They are vermin. Oh my God, the stuff, yeah. The stuff they get up to in the local shops.
We've spoken to people, and the reason I'm so strongly worded about these kids and calling them rats and vermin is because I remember...
But we can't call kids rats.
No, I'm sorry, well, their parents are vermin then, because I remember we had a woman on this show, an 83-year-old woman from Finglason a couple of years ago, and she always stuck with me. She was terrified to go out. It was in the winter after 4 or 5 o'clock, once it got dark, because kids literally chasing her, calling her names. One of them threatened to rape her.
That's right, I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't have, I'm sorry, no, these people are vermin. They are the worst. They're pond scum. They're the lowest common denominator. They are the lowest common denominator. Okay. And they don't deserve anything. They don't deserve shit.
Okay, don't hold back there. Here is Tom. Tom, how are you? Your own opinions matter. How are things?
Oh, not too bad at all.
Good.
You stepped on something that's been going on since about 2018 with the new build housing. A lot of people say 10% is social. That's not true. About 60% of any new build estate now is social housing, and the reason for that is the outside Dublin. The local authorities don't really buy the houses. The housing approved bodies do, the likes of Tuath and Claude and stuff like that.
Well, I've never heard a figure of 60%. Now, I know the minimum was 20% or up to 20%. Are you saying in certain places it's 60% local authority?
In everywhere, 60% plus.
No, that's not true. That's not everywhere. It's not 60%.
Okay. So if I put Tuath into FissionNet, they basically file a B1 form of all the houses they buy in a particular estate. The estate I'm in, there is 300 houses, and well over 150 of them are with Tuacht.
Oh wow, okay. So you're a private owner, are you? You have a mortgage.
I'm a private owner. I was lucky that we got in 2018.
Okay.
So on our roads, 100 houses. So it would be me, another Irish family, and the other 98 houses would be European couples with families now, and they would have typically, mammy would have been working all the hours under the sun on Facebook, and daddy would be working in Ryanair. So that's basically the makeup. And then on the other side.
Yeah, go on, I'm listening to you.
Hello?
Yeah, on the other side, it would be a makeup of kind of mainly Irish, mainly people from the area, from the housing list. Then there's a couple of other lists in there. You know, there's the traveller list, and there's a couple of where they put typically two or three traveller families in the area.
Okay,
and then you've cost based lettings, which is the apartment builds.
So in this development, as you say, the 100 houses, you as a homeowner are in the minority. Most people are either local authority housing, well, in fact, the rest of them are. What problems, if any, does that pose in the area? Is there antisocial behaviour?
Well, they have different. There has been different social problems on the social side. Like, they would experience different kind of social issues.
But like what? What bad things are happening in the estate?
So you know, like attacks on houses for, you know, if there has been drug debts owed. There's been, a murder. High profile murder, actually. There has been home invasions. There has been cars running into houses.
And are these,
running through houses.
And is this from people?
This is a pretty affluent place. but like, to be honest with you, I would speak more to the kind of the people on the social side. Like, they don't terrorise their neighbours. There's nothing like that going on. The traveller people are lovely. One of them built a grotto outside his house, which I think is lovely when I'm walking the dog. But it is a different... Like, for me, it's grand, because I'm from Dublin, I'm Irish. But for the Europeans on this road, who basically, because they see a pay packet coming home of 120 grand, and things are kind of... They have cultural little differences. They think it's insane. They think it's mad. That people could be, outside their front door in their pyjamas all day, like.
And that's happening, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. But these people are from the area where we live outside Dublin.
Let me ask you a question, Brian. You don't have to tell me. Do you want to tell me how much you paid for the house?
Oh yeah, we're in great position now. So we paid $260,000.
Oh, okay.
So the mortgage is down to 200 and the house is worth about $500,000.
There you go.
Now, that's not the stage now. So if you say Katie went out there with her husband, the two of them were on 120,000 each, they'd go and they'd buy a house for 400,000. They'd be sold a house at 300,000 and 100,000 of that would be parked with the local authority.
Yeah.
Which is basically an anchor, which basically means Katie can't move over that area you can't rent the house out ever until that 100,000, which is in service, is paid back. It gets really complicated.
Okay,
they really kind of made this complicated.
So your house, if you were to put your house on the market tomorrow, how much would it go for, would you say?
$500,000.
Okay, so say for instance me, I could be in the market for that house. I would end up going in, like if I drove into your estate today, would I know that it's a problem estate, that it's full of antisocial behaviour?
Not if you drove into my road.
Yeah.
If you drove around the back, you would see, you would see kids would kind of. You would know kind of who went around the back.
Okay, all the Canada Goose gang.
You would know right away.
Do you know what these kids are like, and their parents? It's like, do you know when you go into the zoo and you go to the monkey enclosure?
Yeah.
And they're all running around, picking at each other, half groomed, and you know, that's what they're like. I'm going to start calling them zoo people because it is actually like looking at the uncivilized.
But Brian,
I wouldn't say that, but they're local. I'm talking about people who are causing trouble.
Yeah, yup bros, as they're called.
What are they called?
Yup bros.
I've never heard that.
No, but Brian, what you're saying is, and this is scary, I could go to view your house tomorrow and $500,000, you know, for 500...
Three houses have sold $500,000 here. Normally at the moment, the people buying, you know, second-hand homes. So my house would be a second-hand home now. So typically it would be, you would be an Asian buyer, you'd be kind of like an Indian or a Pakistani self-employed businessman.
But if I'm paying $500,000 for a house, I don't expect my next-door neighbour to be dealing drugs and for cars to be crashing into his front garden.
100%.
Like it sounds like it's the Wild West there. Well, why don't you sell and get out of there?
Yeah, on the road across from us, it was the Wild West. These things happen, they happen, and it's like a flash in the pan, and then it's over, and then it's all back to, it's fairly quiet again.
So
it's just a different, there is some social issues that you're not really used to seeing, and when they occur, and that's kind of it. When it happens, and then it's over, you know.
Nicola there on Facebook, Katie, your halo is blinding me. Nicola, I'm referring to people who are intimidating their neighbours and causing shit for their neighbours. You don't need to have a halo to see what's wrong with that, with terrorism basically, and people being afraid to leave their own home. Elderly people and young kids as well, afraid to walk through their estate in case they're jumped on or verbally abused. Nicola, come on the air. We've just messaged her.
And Dave keeps going on about how much every time you hear someone mention the price of a house in Dublin, he's like, why don't you move down the country where I am? Dave, not everybody, it may suit you to live down the country. Not everybody. I don't want to live outside Dublin, I have to be honest with you. I want to live near where my family,
where everybody knows your name.
Yes. No, but I want to live near the grandparents so they can mind the kids and the family and all that. So yes, Dave, we do know that $500,000 will get you a beautiful place down in Ballygobackwards.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to live in Ballygobackwards. But that is scary that I could literally go and buy Brian's house tomorrow and think, Jesus, this is a lovely area. $500,000.
Nicola, I'm still waiting, by the way.
Oh, calm down.
I'm just waiting for Foster to come on. She said my halo's blinding her. I'm asking her to come on and talk to me.
Somebody else who's waiting is Robbie. How are you, Robbie? How are things?
How are you doing, guys?
Isn't that scary, Robbie, that you pay $500,000 for a house and it's the Wild West?
Yeah. I mean, like, I live in the capital city. I won't say where it is, but, you know, big one in Bray, I'm sure you know it. Over the years, it's been, like, it goes through waves, pretty much, as, you know, generational. You know, kids grow up and they, you know, you get some scumbags. But as you said earlier on, Jeremy, it's not that easy to kick people out. But I don't think anybody's suggesting that we kick people out, you know, that the council arrives one day, grab your bag, get the fuck. You know, you get, like, let's say a three strike system. But when you hit your two strikes, and you get a letter out of the council saying, if you get another strike, you're gone. If that doesn't make them wake the fuck up, well, then they don't desert the house. There's plenty of people on that list who'd be more than happy to take the house off them.
Okay, in the estate that you live in, it's a council estate in Bray. I don't know which one it is because there's several. It could be Fassa Row, it could be Old Court or any of those. So I don't know. You don't need to tell me where it is anyway. But is there antisocial activity in your estate?
Yes, but we're at a sort of a low period now. The young lads who were doing it are a bit more grown up. They're starting to have kids now. Their kids are too young to do it. In a few years' time, it'll pick up again.
Yeah, it comes in. And in fact,
it's generational or cyclical, whatever you want to call it.
And for people who say there's good and bad everywhere, yes, there is. But let me tell you a little, and this story will interest you because it's about Bray, Robbie. A friend of myself and Katie's is a secondary school teacher. And she recently got a job out your neck of the woods, Sorry, Kate, you can't even remember who it is. They're her.
I've never heard of her. I don't have any friends who's a sex... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've met that person once. She's definitely not a friend.
But she's a friend of mine. Anyway, she got a job as a secondary school teacher in the Desh school near where you were from.
Oh, she gone out of radio completely.
Yeah. Oh. And she, some of the stories she could tell me about the students going to the... Yeah, absolutely.
Like, literally. It's just so unfair on the students who aren't troublemakers. It's so unfair.
Yeah. But what, as you're saying, Robbie, that generation now that were causing trouble and robbing cars, they all have their own kids now. The chances are, as Martin says, scum breeding scum, their kids will be causing trouble in your estate in 10 years' time.
Yeah, but I will say it is, and it's like maybe 1% of the estate. The estate, like, you know, I've lived up here all my life. The vast majority of people that I know in the, who are still alive, I think, you know, they'll be getting older now. They're all lovely people. Like, you know, you wouldn't pass by without saying hello to you. It's ever a small crowd. But I'm a firm believer, as I said in the voice now, that the councils need to come down a lot harder on families of antisocial, of kids who are being antisocial. I think we need more social housing, not less. I don't believe in segregation, you know, between private and council houses. I think people just shouldn't be allowed off, because as Katie rightly said earlier on, if you work for something, you'll respect it more. And that is just a fact.
But you're living in a council estate. I would not mind, no, I don't know you, I only know you from talking to you here. I would not mind living beside you. I'm sure you're not antisocial in any way. I'm sure you're actually a
I wouldn't live beside you. I'm higher standards than that, fuck's sake.
Do not want to see Robbie with his long coach at 6 o'clock in the morning drinking cans. Sorry, Robbie.
Do you ever want to see that?
Do you ever drink cans in your front garden?
No, what, in Ireland? When do we get the weather drink cans in the garden? No,
do you know what's a real sign of it, like something like that, is people going around their pyjamas.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Well, that's a real thing.
I remember, lads, one day a few years ago, a lovely sunny day when we had the really warm summer.
Yeah.
I think it was during COVID. And there were people coming around to visit me. And I went out to the entrance of the estate to show them where we lived. And as they were coming into the estate, these are friends, there was neighbours. Now, again, they just happened to be in the social housing. Yeah. And they were sitting on their steps. But they were literally sitting on their steps in the lovely day with a slab of beer. So they
were
literally
they in their pyjamas?
No, they weren't in their pyjamas.
No, with their crusty trousers.
Track suits. But they were drinking cans.
I don't even mind that. As long as they're not, you know, causing trouble.
I don't
mind
that.
That's a personal preference thing. It wouldn't bother me. You know, as long as they're not, like, you know, being abusive to anybody.
This is a topic for another day, but genuinely, it's so disgusting. I actually can smell them from the other side of the road. Do you not think walking into a shop and you see some crusty there in dressing gown and pyjamas, do you not think it's gross?
Yes, it is disgusting. But anyway,
do you not dislike it?
Yes, of course I do.
It's so horrible.
But I also dislike people sitting on their steps with a slab of beer. And I remember,
I know, like, go out your back garden at least.
And I remember, like, the friends, we were only recently... They'd only moved to Ireland, so they hadn't been to our estate yet, and they came to visit us, and the first thing they see is people drinking from a slab on the steps.
Nicola says, in reply to my request for her to come on air and challenge me like a man, Nicola. She says, I'm busy, but I'm too busy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would doesn't really win the race if you really want to. Well, there's a will, there's a way, Nicola.
Okay,
it happen.
Okay, calm down, here we go.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You're very welcome back. We definitely touched on the raw nerve with today's topic. And by the way, before I go to the next caller, don't forget, you can raise topics that we will debate on this podcast by simply sending us whatever your suggestion is to 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. Send us a WhatsApp if there's something happening in your life that you think we should be talking about. Now, John, looking at your message, you've sent us about 30 messages in the last hour. You're blowing a gasket. What's wrong with you?
No, I'll tell you this, okay? So I want to figure this one out, Jeremy and Kate.
Yeah.
So have you got a problem with social housing altogether? Like, say, there's people there that have good jobs there and they're looking, they're living beside us. Have you got a problem with them living beside us?
No, sure.
They work 9 to 5?
Well, no. I don't care about anybody who works, John. I respect themselves and respect their area.
No. I tell you why I asked you this, Katie, because you said earlier on, why should anybody get a free house? Well, this is your words, not mine. Listen back to the podcast. Yeah, why should anybody get a free house while I have to work for it? So you have no problem with me or anybody else there. Say I was on the housing list tomorrow and I could move in beside you. You wouldn't have a problem with me, no?
Do you work?
Of course he would.
Yeah, well then no, I wouldn't have a problem. You're paying for the house yourself.
No, I think you would, Katie, you see, because you're that type of girl there that look at fucking John now. He's had to get a free house off the council. And I have to grow up, okay, as you said.
Okay, back
as you
up,
said,
back
you're,
it
out,
up here,
you're out de-icing
back
the car
up.
At 6
wait,
in the
wait,
fucking
wait,
morning.
I am
and
so with, confused.
I'm chilling in the sitting room there waving okay. you. See you, Katie, have a great
John,
fucking
do you
day.
Work? Did you say you just
of course work? I okay. don't have Scout. I lived in social housing and we bought a house okay. as well. We got a good boost off that. Now, I just want to say something, Katie, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. Now, look, there's a huge fucking problem here with housing crisis, as we all know, okay? The prices are being way out, they're being way outsourced from people getting housing, so that's where they're going on the social housing lists. You see, if the decent fucking, if this scumbag government had the prices at decent prices for people to live in houses,
right, John,
we wouldn't
John.
Have such an issue, you see.
Okay,
you get
you're
what
on
I'm
a,
saying here?
You're, okay, you're on a bit of a rant there. Can we just back it up for a sec? Because I'm confused. My head is spinning here. You said you do work.
Yeah, but he used to live
of
in
course,
so, no. But he's talking, okay, but then you're not, I'm unsure of what you mean then when you say I would have a problem with you living beside me. Why would I have a problem with you living
well,
beside
because
me?
Because you said it there earlier on. Why should somebody get a free house, you said, while I'm going to ice in the car every morning?
But
even
you're
if
working,
I worked, I didn't
you fool.
Work.
You're
that's,
working
you see,
to pay
that's
for
what
your
you're
house.
Losing it over. You'd be grudging people. You see, you'd be grudging people.
I'd be grudge lazy arseholes who don't work and expect shit for free. Of course I do, John. I know
the
value of stuff.
Okay. Social housing has to be given out no matter what.
Okay,
yes.
But John,
you know?
Let's go back.
No,
sorry,
no,
Jeremy,
on, John,
I'm trying to make
to
sense
say,
of what
yeah,
he's saying.
Yeah,
he, said, he does work, so I want to go back again to John. Why would I begrudge you if you work?
No, he's saying you're begrudging. Okay, here's the thing, John.
I begrudge
John.
People who don't work.
Nobody. By the way, there's not one person that's been on the show here who's against social housing. Because if social housing didn't exist, where would I have lived? Where would Adrian have lived? We both came from social housing. So social housing is a necessity, okay? That's one thing you don't get in America. If you can't buy your house in America, you live under a bridge.
Didn't
that's
John just walk out of a shop with a trolley full of food as well?
Now, what has that got to do with anything?
Well, I mean, this is the same person who thinks it's okay to steal a trolley full of food.
Well, here's the thing, Casey. You said earlier on,
take
you know, and you did mention that earlier on. No, hold on, Casey, you see. It's
okay.
all about you
yeah,
today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's
man.
Everybody going to live, Katie, if you have your fucking way of it? Where's
no.
everybody going to go?
Not in a 600,000 euro house when
okay,
they don't
John,
work for it.
Okay.
No,
everybody
no, no, no,
you
no.
a peasant. Is that it?
No,
no, I shouldn't have to you off because you're all annoying me now. I want to ask you a question, John, a very simple question. Colm bought a house in Ashburn for 600 grand. Beautiful house, yeah?
Yeah.
Wanted that to be his forever home and wanted to be able to bring his kids up there. And the estate, he says, is like the Wild West. Yeah? It's like the Wild West because of social tenants. Surely he has a right to be annoyed about that.
Of course he has. Every right to be annoyed about it. And here's the thing as well, Jeremy. There's a lot of scumbag fucking landlords buying up these houses and letting every fucking scrout into them. And all the foreigners are going into them and they're wrecking the place. I get that. I get where Colm is coming from. But you also have to get where I'm coming from. I've been living in council estates. I live beside the best of people in council estates. And I tell you this, they have to start somewhere. And everybody starts, as you said, Jeremy, somewhere. We all started in council housing. My mother and father.
John, can I ask you a question?
Yes. Oh.
Do you still have the trolley?
I'm not taking the moral high ground. We should live and let live. If people are going to behave themselves, let them fucking in. You know, don't be turning your nose up. I have to work.
What about
and
the fairness, look, John? You know, where is the equality? Where's the fairness for people who work? How is that fair?
But you said it earlier on. You said I should pack it all in. Pack it all in, Katie. Pack it in and go down and fucking put yourself on the housing list. There's nobody stopping you.
I'll do a supermarket sweep like you
that's
did.
That's your job. That's it. You want to do it.
Off into the shop I go for my supermarket John sweep.
Jonathan says, again, Jeremy spouting nonsense. Section 8 housing in the USA is social housing. Yes, Jonathan. Okay, they do have social housing in the USA. But if you cannot afford a house in the USA, you end up living in what's called a project. You ever see projects in America?
They're like the run-down ghettos, aren't
yeah,
they?
You are
yeah.
literally,
no, I'm not
John,
saying people shouldn't live there.
No,
no
you
way.
You are literally put into hell.
No,
in
that's
a,
not right.
Which is why America is literally, yeah. it's violent.
But sure, look,
it's
if you can't afford medical
country.
Care in America, you yeah. die. That's
it's
so backwards.
It's a backward, yeah. backward country. Again, John, even through it all, he actually agrees with you that Colm has a right to be pissed off. And that's where it all came from. Colm spending 600 grand on a house and ends up not being able to let his kids out in the garden. And that's what it comes back down to. If you spend that much money on mm-hmm. a house if you were paying back $2,500 a month on a mortgage, yeah, you should be able to let your kids out play.
Sorry, Sarah says, I work my arse off and I'm in a council house. Well then, Sarah, you're working. That's different. You are actually working for what you have. It's people who don't work, get it for nothing, and then have the cheek and the audacity to treat it like shit and make everybody else's lives around them hell. I'm sorry, hon, you've been given this for nothing. Not you, Sarah, but just in general. You got this house for nothing. At least treat it with respect. It's adding insult to injury. It's pathetic. Could just behave like civilized human beings. Take your kids in off the street at 11 o'clock. Get them to read a book. Teach them to read.
I do agree.
Like seriously.
If you walk around our estate at 11 o'clock at night, there's not a scene around. If you go like five minutes down the road, they're all out playing on the scooters. Yeah?
It's just so sad that decent people are having their names tarnished, or their you know, place in society tarnished by scum.
I think you've said enough.
I think I have.
Thank you for listening to this edition of All Opinions Matter. If you had to buy Nurofen to listen to this, we will give you the refund.
I told you before we started this topic today. What did I say to you? I warned you. Okay. You do not want me on this one.
Talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.